So, Bogamidjarai, I'll now take leaders' questions, understanding order 36. Agus arish, the gat dinna, just na shrianta alma a quinn al mosha the hella. It's hacked the Mary Lou MacDonald.
Gumar, good class, Ken Corla. Taoiseach, as you know, children from Donegal whose families have been affected, devastated, in fact, by the Mica scandal, are protesting outside the Dáil today. They're standing in the rain as we speak. They left their homes, they left the hills of Donegal at 6 o'clock this morning. Of course, these children shouldn't have had to travel all the way to Dublin. These children, like all others, should enjoy a carefree childhood. They certainly shouldn't have to worry about their home crumbling around them. They shouldn't have to witness the intense and often unbearable pressure that their parents and wider families live with every day. On Monday last, we heard from Mackenzie McDade, age 12, speaking about how living in a mica-affected home impacts on her. And here's what she had to say. She said, "I worry when I go to sleep that the roof is going to fall on top of me. I was sleeping in my bedroom and I heard a big bang and a big pile of plaster had fallen off the wall." She said, "There are 15 out of 16 in my class who have mica and who know they have mica. And we would be very worried. And we kind of comfort each other by talking to each other about it." Taoiseach, outside at the gates of the Dáil this morning, more children told me of how they wish their home to be what they call their happy place. They asked, "Why do we have to be afraid when we're out playing in our own home place?" They had written to you, Taoiseach, and they asked you to come out and meet with them. They're very disappointed that they haven't seen you, and they want you to come out and look them in the eye and explain to them why they are living this nightmare. The mica and pyrite scandal not only affects families in Donegal, as you know, but also families in Mayo, in Sligo, in Limerick, in Clare, in Tipp. And support for all these families, victims of mica and pyrite, is not just national but international, because all of us can at least understand or try to understand the heartache, the trauma, when your family home, your sanctuary, crumbles around you. The impact on people's mental health and on relationships has just been immense. Families have been broken by this. In June, I visited some of the homes again, and I heard on that visit the stories of gable walls cracking, chimneys about to collapse, and all of the misery that this causes. I've spoken to people who live in caravans but still pay a big mortgage for a home that is literally disintegrating. And these families have asked me time and again to put their case front and centre. That's why the motion for 100% redress came in June, and it was passed unanimously by the Dáil. But it's now being ignored, it seems to me, by your government. Ní sé cór ar na teaghlaí seo. Tá cáir uhud ó do rialtas chun deire a chur lena bíon. Dúirt tú féin, dúirt an tara tithíochta, agus an tara chatseachas phoiblí, a thuairfa cúnamh dóibh. Ach an so táma de ríis, le leanaí ag agóid taobh amuigh an Dáil, ionas go néas fí tú leo. Cathair é seo a ceartú. I know that the minister is to brief you and other leaders on a revised mica redress scheme this week, but the only thing that the families want to hear, need to hear, or should hear, is that you will now deliver 100% redress. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. Those affected by the scandal have had their fill of promises, they've had enough tea and sympathy from government, and now they want a solution. These families wait and wait, staring at cracks in their homes, enduring the cracks in their lives. And this is a matter of justice, plain and simple. So can I ask you simply, Taoiseach, do you support 100% redress? I want you to make that clear today. I want you to tell those standing outside that it's 100% redress that will be delivered.
Well, first of all, Deputy, and I checked before I came, that in terms of the group of receiving correspondence in relation to meeting, and my office weren't aware before I came down that they had in terms of an invitation to meet a group today. So I don't think you should politicise it in the way that you did. I will meet groups. I went to Donegal and I met owners. And no party in this House has a monopoly on empathy, and you don't either. You didn't make this an issue in the 2020 general election. There wasn't one mention in your manifesto about mica in 2020. That's the reality. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, in good faith, welcomed a scheme that the last government brought in. He actually welcomed it at the time, in January of 2020. And my focus, the government's in office 15 months. The situation is shocking. It is terrible that children have to be outside Leinster House. We've heard the message, and we want to get this resolved, comprehensively resolved for the owners of the homes. And the homes are in a terrible condition in many instances, and there's a range of issues that have to be addressed. And the Minister O'Brien did set up a working group, and arising from meetings that I had in Donegal during the summer with the owners, with the County Council, and the mechanism by which the new scheme will have to be administered is key. Also, it's not as simple as you present, but of course things never are, but from your perspective you will present it in a very simplistic way. And there will have to be enormous provision to deal with the MICA situation, to refurbish housing, to give guarantees, to give a long-term situation that underpins people's sense of security in relation to their homes, because there's a whole range of actors here in terms of insurance, in terms of a lot of people have left the scene, so to speak. It seems to me government is now the one agency that can help the residents here and the owners of these homes, and government intends to do that and intends to do it in a very comprehensive way. But the scheme will be obviously far more significant than the last scheme, which in itself, by the way, was very significant, and which you welcomed at the time. You thought it was okay. Yeah. You thought it was okay, and that the allotment thought it was okay. So let's not now be all self-righteous, coming and saying you're the great guardian and defender.
Yeah, you're rewriting.
Right? You're recreating the narrative. And I don't want to get into a political spat about this. I accept the genuine views of everybody in the House, that they want this issue resolved for the residents involved. And it has far-reaching implications nationally as well. Those other counties are manifesting some elements around MICA also. And the government has to take on board all of those implications for the action that government will take in relation to MICA. Will have follow-on consequential implications as well for other situations in relation to housing. So we're very conscious of that. But suffice to say, we fully accept that for children to grow up in that situation is unacceptable. It's shocking that bricks were produced to that quality, poor quality, which has resulted in dangerous structures and has ruined the dreams of many families in terms of what is a very basic human objective in life, is to provide safe, secure shelter for your children and your family. And that has been ruined because of the MICA scandal. It falls to this government. It's 15 months in office. We've met during the summer with the groups concerned, and we are determined to comprehensively resolve this in the interests of the children who are picketing outside and their families.
Taoiseach, I can't think of a more political issue and a more appropriately political issue than protecting and vindicating the rights of children. That's politics. And the political choices made around this issue are what define the agony and the torment and upset that those children endure. You designed a scheme and the scheme failed. What we now need is a scheme that works. And a scheme that works will mean a scheme that returns 100% redress for these families. I asked you a very straightforward question. I asked you, do you support and will you deliver 100% redress? And what I have heard is alibis, excuses, an attack on my motivations, but no clarity from the Taoiseach, from the head of government. It's your job, Taoiseach, to ensure that these children get the relief and the vindication of their rights that they deserve. That's your job.
Thank you.
You're in the hot
thank
seat.
You,
so let me ask again, last Kenker, it's a simple question.
Thank you,
100% redress, yes or no, Taoiseach? As simple as that.
I think it's extremely important that you don't continually to present misinformation to the House. You just said there that you designed the scheme. I designed no scheme. The last government designed the scheme.
And you have nothing which, to do with
which
that.
You, no, because we were not in government. No, yeah, and you keep peddling the untruth. You keep peddling the fake news, the populism.
Answer the question.
And it's all for political ends and electoral ends, and I'm going to, every time you do it, I will stop you in your tracks and say, stop peddling disinformation. I did not design any scheme, and you know that. And I think you should acknowledge that. Through the chair, you should acknowledge that and keep to the truth. The last scheme was prepared in good faith by the last government, which was welcomed by you at the time. No, the scheme has to change. The mechanisms for implementing a proper, you know, in terms of certification, like the residents that I met put very good issues to me at the time in terms of upfront costs, in terms of rental, if they were out of their homes when the houses are being refurbished, also in terms of certification, so that if there was remedial work done, that if something happened in 10 years' time, that they would be covered. All of these were very legitimate issues, and that's the kind of engagement that has taken place between the owners and the minister. And the minister, Brian, will come to the party leaders, and the government will then take a decision on that and share that with the House.